We have some important news this morning. One of three Americans held for more than a year in Iran suspected of spying has reportedly been freed. The lawyer for Shara Shurd tells Reuters that his client has been released from prison and is headed toward the Swiss embassy. Shurd is one of three American hikers arrested last year when they crossed from the Iraqi border into Iran. Iran State Television says Shurd was released for health reasons. Joining us now is the BBC's Persian correspondent Bahman Kalbasi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Any word yet on whether the $500,000 bail was paid?
No, it seems to still be a bit of a mystery here because obviously the family had made an announcement that they're not prepared or they cannot afford $500,000, and they asked for a reduction in that bail. The P.J. Crowley, the spokesperson for the State Department, also said that America, as a principle, does not put that kind of bail down. So who paid it? Was it paid at all? It's not clear yet. My suspicion is the Swiss embassy might have gone in and done that on its own, but they're not confirming either way yet.
But we also don't know why they released her today.
Well, there was a plan to release her on Saturday via a ceremonial release that is very like Mr. Ahmadinejad's ceremonial events, likes to make a big deal out of these things. That was blocked by judiciary because they didn't like it and they thought he was overreaching his powers. It wasn't in his position to tell a judge to release a prisoner one way or another. So they decided to do it in their own terms, and they released her the way they did today. So I think there is a little of a power struggle within the system. Many would have seen that as Mr. Ahmadinejad's sort of positive gesture to America before coming to New York for UN General Assembly next week. And obviously his rivals in the system didn't like that, and then they blocked it.
Bahman Kalbasi is the BBC's Persian correspondent. Thank you.
So, as is so often the case, news about and from Iran comes in the form of passionate text messages. This is from the Facebook support group Free the Hikers, commenting on the revelation this morning that Sarah Shurd is now free, supposedly heading for the Swiss embassy after being in the custody of the Iranians on spy charges, or we think spy charges, from straying into Iran from Iraq more than a year ago. Cleo said, "I burst into tears when I heard on the radio this morning. Thank goodness I was not driving. LOL. Cynthia writes on the Facebook site, OMG, the tears are streaming down my face. I'm so happy. We'll continue to pray for Josh and Shane, the other two hikers who are still in custody. This is the best news to wake up to." Joining us now, Thomas Erbrink, Washington Post correspondent in Tehran. Good morning, Thomas. You've talked with Sarah Shurd's lawyer. What have you learned?
He told me that Sarah has actually been brought outside of the prison. She was filmed there by state TV and then had to return into the prison, apparently to fill in some paperwork. Now, this is not very strange. This happens often in Iran when prisoners are released. After that, the lawyer was separated from Ms. Shurd, and she is now basically either in prison or still or with Swiss authorities who take care of America's interest here, or with Iranian authorities being brought to another location. At this point, it's not clear where she is.
Thomas Erdbrink, Washington Post correspondent, talking about the story of Sarah Shurd being freed. As we know, Thomas, paperwork in Iran can take weeks. But let's talk for a minute about this $500,000 bail issue. It seems to be emblematic, aside from the fact that we don't know if it's been paid or not, it seems to be emblematic of a dispute between Ahmadinejad, who wanted this release to go forward over the weekend, and the judiciary that demanded this bail and demanded that she stay in custody. What do you make of that?
Well, it's clearly a case of the increasing political infighting that's been going on here in Iran since the June 2009 elections, which led to large protests. At this point, the Ahmadinejad government is basically in disagreement with all other powers, including the judiciary, and these fights sometimes go public. Well, Mr. Shurd's case has clearly been an example of that. At this point, it's not clear who actually paid for the bail, but it looks like as if the Swiss embassy has given a bank guarantee, guaranteeing this $500,000, and this prompted the judiciary to let her go.
So, Thomas Erbrink, live from Tehran, this is all part of the stagecraft for President Ahmadinejad going to the UN General Assembly to speak. What is the spin likely to be out of the president's office?
Well, he will probably say that he did everything to make sure Mrs. Stewart would be released, and he will try to get the perks out of her, release just now. He's preparing for this trip. He's preparing to speak at the United Nations. He goes there every year. It's a very important event for him, where he gets to explain Iran's policies and his religious stances. So he needs some good news, and he doesn't need thousands of protesters in front of his hotel screaming for her release.
Thomas Erdbrink, speaking of good news, what's the first opportunity, do we think, to see Sarah Sherrod, if at all, before we go?
I think we'll see her appearing at the airport tonight.
All right, to Thomas Erdbrink, correspondent for The Washington Post, on the freeing today of Sarah Sherrod, one of the three American hikers in custody in Iran on suspicion of spying. Two still remain in custody. Sarah Sherrod, though, is free. Thank you, Thomas.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.